Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say Reaction Pod. Sunderland have beaten Bolton Wanderers 1-0 at home. Is that our fifth win in a row at home? I believe it is. I'm Matthew Keeling, and we're in Volk's Brewery in Roker. And I'm joined by Michael Loth.
Hi, mate.
Good evening.
Good evening. And I'm joined by Richard Easterbrook as well. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Did you see this game, Richard?
I saw half of it, probably. Didn't watch MasterChef, but no, yeah.
No,
all,
but
yeah.
Seriously.
No, but seriously, I saw everything.
No, it was, how would we describe it? A hard-fought, a ground-out win, Michael, I believe.
I was saying before, Richard, like before we came on, that I think that game, as a whole, it felt like a cut above what we've seen so far. Like, that felt like a championship game, like mid-table, maybe, rather than like a typical League One win. I think there was plenty of quality from both sides, and we kind of cancelled each other out. I think the Bolton, like, they kept on persisting with the way they wanted to play. They were very open, very attacking. I think so were we. So I think it made for a good game overall. And I'm just delighted with the win, because I felt like a massive 3 points. The way that we kind of, like you say, grounded out, the way the fans reacted full time, the way the players reacted. 100% home record. You can't ask for much more, really.
No, I agree. It did very much feel like an important win. I thought Bolton were quite good. I thought they were the best side we've played, for me. I was certainly more impressed with them than I was with, I know it was the first game of the season, but with Wigan, for example. And they were an enormous size, but they were actually technically very good, Richard, I think.
Yeah, they played out. I know there were some dicey moments with their keeper.
Yeah, he's crap.
It was hilarious, actually. But
we developed him, Joel Dixon.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pathetic.
Oh, he's terrible, yeah.
He's awful.
But like, some of the stuff they did at the back was like really hairy. Like, I was worried for them, even though I'm like the opposition fan. But yeah, we. What was the question?
Well, I was asking if you were impressed with Bolton.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they moved the ball from back to front really well.
Well, that concludes the Bolton Wanderers podcast.
I think it's testament to us that, I know it was kind of by hook or by crook at the end, because we were sitting back a lot, but I do think they get a clean sheet against a team who were free scoring, they play like very attacking football. But coming into the game, I thought we had a good chance of winning, but I thought it might have been a 3-2 or a 4-3 even, maybe. And I think they keep a clean sheet against them. I think Hoffman, he looked good again after the Accrington Stanley game, where he looked very kind of nervy. I think he had a good performance. I know Doyle does really well to slow him down, their attacker, but he made a really good save towards the end against the 3 points. He made a good save earlier on, and he absolutely loved it full time as well, celebrating the fans. I think he could be a really astute piece of business, because he looks really comfortable as well playing out from the back, which is what we want to do.
I think for me, with him, it's very much looks like that Accrington game was just purely down to circumstance, like nerves maybe. He'd not really been here a long time, and he was thrown into the team. I thought he was excellent last week, and I thought he was great today. The double save for me in the first half, he thought initially, oh, he's fumbled it, but he hadn't. He kind of reacted more than fumbled it. Mick is the resident goalkeeper.
I mean, I'm going to sound a bit like Rick here, but because I sit in like the south stand, I didn't get a great view of that.
What did you think of that? Oh, no. Yeah.
So, I mean, I had the kind of like foresight to sit about 20 rows back in the south stand, so I could at least see the player. But but no, I still haven't seen it back. So to me, it did look like he fumbled it. But if you've seen it back, then no, you were near to it at the time.
I've not seen it back, but it was in front of me. So I was sort of like, it looked like he fumbled it, but it did come through a crowd of players. And then he's reacted well to that. And he's... basically they didn't score, so it was a decent save, wasn't it, at the end of the day.
I think one thing I have noticed is that the back four look comfortable in front of them.
That
says everything really about, you know, they're not balling him out, they're not shouting at him for not putting a name on it, which, you know, obviously communication's key for a goalkeeper, and he seems to get that straight away, and it's obviously just to use a cliche, he looks like a safe pair of hands. But
well, he does. No, he really does, though.
Speaking of that forward, I think Dennis Sirkin, I hope that's not a serious injury.
I was just going to say that.
Because I think he's looking better and better with every game he plays. And I was saying to Richard before, we've had players before who have performed well at this level, but they've kind of looked flat out to achieve that standard. Whereas Sirkin, he like, kind of breezes through games at the moment. And the kind of bit of quality for Winchester's goal, the cutback was really, really good. And that running made the other night against Wigan, now he's looking like the player that we thought we were getting from Spurs, which is excellent, really. He could be a real coup, and I hope he just keeps on going the way he is. Callum Doyle, like I mentioned earlier, I don't think he had quite as many hairy moments today as he did against Stanley. I know he plays the ball out from the back a lot, but that's clearly an instruction. But
I don't have a problem with
that. I don't at all, because that's an instruction. It's what we're going to get from him. But I think he looked a lot more composed doing it. Stanley, I think, was the exception rather than the rule so far this season. Flanagan, I thought he was excellent again today, talking people through the game. When we needed somebody to be that experienced head, that kind of like professional to see you through, I thought he was really, really good. Winchester again getting the goal from fullback, making that run. When have we seen before a fullback making that run into the box? We just don't see it. So I think the back four deserve enormous credit. Like I say, one, for just keeping the side like Bolton out, who play really attacking good football. And two, as I say, we just look so assured and comfortable at the minute, and we're only going to get better the more games these guys get. So delighted, really.
No, I think defensively, like, that's an important click. Like, obviously, you've mentioned Winchester going forward. I think it's an important clean sheet to get that, because it's like it's a game where I was all through the second half. I was going, we need another goal. We need to score again, because they are going to score. And you know, I know they missed one of their just men, like snuck round the back post and really should have scored, and he missed by miles. But I just think the back four deserve enormous credit. And to be fair, like, I don't, Bailey Wright, when he came on, he helped see the game out. A few dicey moments, but we never looked the 7 minutes of injury time. We never really. I wasn't overly worried during
them Fleetwood last week as well, and I think for that entire 7 minutes we were kind of like shitting ourselves personally, weren't we? There was inevitability about the equaliser, even though ironically we had a lot of opportunity to see that game out and get rid of it.
When the ball went out into the north stand and was being thrown around,
yes,
it was about five and a half minutes of stoppage time. See what the referee did? He held up his. He's over there actually. He's come in for a pint. Well, he held his watch aloft so that everyone could see. So he was like, "I'm stopping the clock here." And it was just like very school teachery.
Yeah.
And
he played. It was a day.
Well, he played like a good minute longer than he should have done.
We just saw it out.
Could have cost us.
But we saw it out. No bother.
Apart from if we hadn't have seen it, I would have like. You know how Brian Clough famously hugged Mark Crossley up by a peg in the dressing room. I think I would have done that with Jacques. When he just got the ball, and fair enough, if you have a shot like later on, ironically, you had a shot, went out for a goal kick. I don't mind that.
No, that's fine. Because when he went through,
And he did nothing with it. He was just like that lad in five aside when you're winning by 10 goals with 5 minutes left, and they're just dicking about with it. That was what he was doing.
I wasn't really that impressed with him, to be honest.
It was a bit where he like. It's a very small moment, but he looked like he ducked a challenge when he was streaming up the left side. And the lad coming across him, he just kind of like shit himself and just stepped out of it. Which for me is a red flag. It's like Adnan Yana's eye kind of.
I just think he's clearly technically really good. Like there was that lovely flick, and then the annoying thing is when he didn't shoot, he'd beaten him twice.
Yeah.
Like he's shown, like you've got past him twice. Like just put it in the bottom corner. Like you threw.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get Aldi Steinmar Bronk, you know what I mean? Just beat him twice for the reason.
Just put him in. Look, I'm not going to be too critical of him, but I just thought...
I'm not writing him off. Say something outrageous.
No, I can't do that. These people will shout at me. Who else played? 09 played well, actually.
He did.
I should say this, because people shout at me for that as well.
No, he made some really good blocks. I thought Dan Neil had a quiet game, but he just...
He's just technically just excellent, quality, though, isn't he? Yes. It's like Bernardo Silva.
Yeah. I don't know what you lads think, but I think there's been a lot of harsh criticism. When I've gone on Twitter after the game, I see quite a lot...
This podcast, I agree, Michael.
No, I see quite a lot of people, though, saying they're like, we're sat back and accepted it today. And I don't think it was a case of that. I think it was a case of, Bolton had a really good spell.
I agree.
They are a good technical side, and they pinned us for a bit. But I don't think that was necessarily a tactic from us. And I think we rode it out well, and we had our own chances in the second half. So Pritchard, for example, at the start of the second half.
If that goes in, you're winning that 4-5. Yeah, no, aren't you?
Exactly. So I think it's a little bit harsh to kind of level that criticism at us, because I think...
I agree. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That spell in the second half is probably the most pressure we've been under, most sustained amount of pressure, because, we've played teams like... When we played Wimbledon, they've had little spells. Wickham had a spell in the second half when we played them. The same with Wigan at the start of the season, they had that spell in the first half, but this was the most sustained pressure we've been under for a while, and the fact that they just came through it, the Doyle tackle that killed them in the end, had echoes of when Pickford made the save in the season they stayed up before the relegation run. Was it against Everton when he made that save and celebrated it?
Oh, we got relegated.
No, we stayed up, didn't we?
No.
He only played in the season we got relegated.
Oh, he didn't.
No, he had the old game with Melodies, but the moment you're referring to was specifically against Leicester.
Leicester.
We won 2-1.
We went down.
We went down that season, yeah.
Oh, it's pointless.
But we won the game.
Another great contribution to the Wise.
I'm going to be taking out the fire line here, aren't I?
Who else? What else do we need to talk about? I don't know, really. Oh, Embleton was quite quiet, I thought, maybe.
He was, but again, I think that was because we moved him to accommodate Pritchard, which I wasn't the biggest fan of, if I'm completely honest.
I didn't see enough of Pritchard to warrant moving Embleton from that position.
He had a great opening 15.
Oh, we can all do that.
Yeah, but he was up. I think he just...
I started this podcast well, Richard.
He basically played with, R1.
Yeah.
For the first 10 minutes. You're going to tell us now it's L1 for sprint on FIFA, but...
It's R2 nowadays.
R2.
Jesus!
Daft bastard. Shut your mouth.
He played with triangle very well.
He should have scored, though.
Which is FIFA 99, he used to sprint with the triangles.
I used to just press the one way, he could just hack the goalkeeper when he had the ball in his hand.
That's just running away from
L2,
the
L2, I think.
On FIFA 99, there's a button where you can do professional foul.
L2.
It's always, I think it's L2 and R2.
Oh, I love that.
It's just absolutely kill someone.
My favourite ever was This Is Football, where you could do a deliberate dive.
Oh, I love diving. We should bring back more diving.
And if you timed it right, where the player was just about to tackle your guy, you press it, you got the pen every time. So it was like a proper kind of cheat, almost, about being a proper cheat.
Life hack.
Life hack.
The substitutions today, though...
They killed it for me.
I wasn't a massive fan of them, if I'm honest.
I had an enormous panic when we bought Bailey Wright. I was like, we've already made three, man.
Points deducted. No, I believe we will have had a concussion substitute, I believe, is why. Well, we must have. I hope we haven't. And I hope we get deducted all of our points.
It felt like... I don't know if it kind of coincided with Bolton's spell of kind of superiority, but
it seemed like a bad time to make all of those changes.
I don't think Yaku didn't really get into the game till late on, really. I don't just felt it felt like a gamble bringing on three subs at that stage of the game. Even though we had one left, obviously.
I guess it was two. Yeah. I guess it was making a double change by the looks of things, and then obviously the...
Still, like, bringing three players into a game, man. It didn't feel like it was necessary, but we got through it. So.
This is it. It's hard to be too critical because at the end of the day, it's worked, and, you know, we're sitting second in the league.
I was saying to Richard before, like, how many times have we come on and done a podcast where we battered a team and drawn 1-1 or like, not got the win? So today we got the job done, and, you know, when you get promoted, people kind of have this fixation, I think, sometimes, that when a team gets promoted, you look back with rose tinted spectacles and think you win every week 3-4-0 and you obliterate teams. Whereas actually, even under Roy Keane, which was a very exciting promotion season, there were so many games where we grounded out, where we scored a late winner or whatever. And that's what's going to be this season. It's not going to be plain sailing. As much as we're playing really good football on the front foot,
and that's fine,
we're going to have afternoons where we're grinding out. And the day that felt like a really significant win, even so early doors.
For me, I was talking to my uncle after the game, and I was like, we would beat Bolton 1-0 in the Premier League. That's what that feels like. Yeah. It's two teams that are really quite, you know, fairly similar, like, in terms of... We were always fairly close to Bolton on the table, and we're probably going to be this season, to be fair. I don't think they'll be far away. And that felt like an actual game of football, like, rather than, like, just us playing some fucking morons from, deepest, darkest fucking depths of Accrington.
It felt like a side that... Both sides had played in the Premier League at some point.
Well, they actually had some fans there.
Yeah, they had a lot of fans. It didn't feel like it was their big day out.
They were singing songs that kind of alluded to it being their big day out. But...
See, again, that's one of the privileges of being the rope around. You don't hear it.
There was lots of Sunderland just shit all, I want to go home.
From Bolton. From specifically Bolton.
From specifically Horwich Park, mate.
It's like the service station off the M60.
We all love a service station.
Yeah.
I think on that note of service stations and Horwich Parkway, it's time to alight this podcast at the next stop. Do you want to get something else wrong?
I think I've got the motorway wrong.
The view from Row 3.
In the spirit of Gareth Barker, I think it would be remiss not to thank the people who came for Peacock the day. Really good turnout. You were there, Richard. Really good turnout.
Ironically, in the front row.
I didn't go, like, because I didn't want to.
That's fine.
I did something else.
Darren Williams, really good. Really
what
good.
What time did it start?
Wait, it started at 1:30. A little bit late. But no, some good.
No, but tales.
Good tales. Good ham and peas pudding stuff.
Did you eat as many as you could?
No, I just had one.
You should have eaten as many as you could. I told you, have as many as you could, so that no one else could have any.
Yeah.
And thanks to all the donations to the food bank as well. Obviously, that's much appreciated by all, and what else do we need? Oh, we're playing on Tuesday night, which I don't really care about that now. Anyway, that's enough now. So thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.